By the turn of the century, land near downtown Durham was becoming scarce and expensive. Real estate speculators bought up large tracts of land around the city as an investment.
Durham's Consolidated Land Improvement Company was one of Durham's earliest speculative real estate ventures. It purchased nearly 300 acres in what is now the Trinity Heights and Walltown neighborhoods. Notice how this advertisement markets the development in terms of its elevation and its proximity to jobs, amenities, and transportation.
The lots offered for sale are beautifully situated for residences, and the advantages they afford to parents desiring to educate their sons are manifest. The lots command fine views, are high and dry, with excellent natural drainage and easy access to the center of Durham. The company proposes to erect two or more manufactories. Others will follow in rapid succession, thus creating a large demand for lots and offering a fine field for speculation. This is an advertisement in MAP by the Durham Consolidated Land and Improvement Company, 1890.
This 1890 letter from Julian Carr captures the spirit of real estate investment at this time of rapid growth in Durham.
I want some bright, reliable, enterprising businessman to help me push Durham. I can take the $15,000 you say you want to put into a roller mill and make a heap more money than you are going to make, and make it a heap quicker. This is a letter from Julian Carr to Richard H. Wright in 1890. Julian Carr was a Durham industrialist and real estate developer.
Real estate development today. This series of maps shows how property increases in value in the course of a modern real estate development.